Radio.com.
Okay, before I do anything for these video folks, we love you all. If you go to if you're watching the video, the video is
recording
going to stop,
stopped,
and you can still chat with us and hear the audio if you go to pride48.com and click on chat to go to the chat room and click on listen live to listen on the stream, or you can also listen on the Discord,
which is our chat room.
The video the chat is going away, which is in the chat Discord room. You can listen in the Discord chat room.
Goodbye, X. Looks like my hand is waving.
Done.
Okay, it's done. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
It's weird that YouTube makes you go to their live streaming page and start a stream. There must be a way to not have to do that.
Oh, it went private? No. No, I see it. I see it. I found it. It is now unlisted.
There must be a way, but I have not found it. Not that I've looked that hard, but I mean, X, Twitter.
Just say X.
I start streaming and it immediately tweets out and there's a thing there. Cool. Why can't YouTube do that? Why do I have to go to YouTube Studio and start a live thing before it will... Well, I hope that's not the new theme song.
Short legs running strong. Tiny tail wagging fast. Chasing fun, can't let it pass. Sniffing out adventure in the yard and beyond. Friends all around him. Pecker's journey never ends. Pecker the wiener dog. Bark, bark, play along. Tails up for everyone.
Pecker,
I think that's a pretty good name for a weenie dog.
It is.
Pecker.
It is. I was trying to get just some instrumentals to replace our theme song. And let me tell you, it's
they don't like doing just instrumentals. Yeah, they prefer having words.
Because it's like my first attempt was I wanted an upbeat song, you know, using rock synthesizer, like pop rock and synthesizers.
Friday.
No, I'd have to. I feel like any of these, you're going to have to change the. So this one would be more like. Hot atop the internet from the palatial Pride 48 studios. It's time for the mix. You know, you'd have to kind of go
see.
Back to that.
So you listen to the music and then you decide, okay, what is my tone? What is my timbre going to be? Yeah. What is my.
So then
script?
I said, okay, well, I want more like, I want a little bit. So this is the next attempt. I wanted it more electronic.
That sounds like the beginning of Halloween.
I feel like this is the kind of music you would play for like one of those sales conferences where the what happened to you? Adam?
Oh yeah. I don't know.
I have no video and no sound from you. I did not kill Adam. This would be the kind of music that you would play in one of those sales conferences where it's
from the Midwest Regional Sales Headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska, it's time for SalesCon 2024.
And then it would be like, there'd be a PowerPoint up there and it'd be like, energy, synergy, you know, most sales ever, highest quarterly returns, like graphics smashing against each other, you know, it's like,
yeah.
All good and good. And now, the CEO and visionary leader of Omaha, Nebraska's very own Electric Boogaloo Incorporated, ladies and gentlemen, Squid McSquitterson. Yeah, doesn't that kind of sound one thing?
Sure, yeah. I mean, not the very beginning sounds Halloween. It sounds like somebody's going to come out with a knife and like stab somebody. But
so then I was like, okay, go more like upbeat because I didn't like that intro. That yeah, this is crap. It's like 3 minutes long. All right. So then I was like, I want more of an 80s feel.
Our average viewers are down 43% from last week.
Average viewers on what?
On the stream, on the video stream.
On YouTube?
I think combined.
Oh, this is a restream? Oh, is this a restream?
Sends me an email. Last week we were around 28.
Yeah.
Average viewers, which is actually really good because on YouTube we were getting like one.
Yeah. What are we? It's weird.
This week we were 16.
Ooh, 16.
16. I don't know what they consider. I don't know if it's like if someone just scrolls through their feed and they see it, like, does it autoplay? I don't even know. If it autoplays, or they count it as a viewer.
Much like you, people are watching the Olympics and that's taking up time. And
true.
Big Brother and things like that. Do you know who went home in Big Brother?
I do know who went home.
Okay, good. So I'm not going to spoil it for you. So I didn't like that 80s. So then this is the other 80s I tried.
That sounds like 8-bit something.
Sounds like a Japanese show. It's like, watch out. You don't die. You don't die. So are you still? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like one of those Japanese game shows with the crazy.
I really find, well, Asian guys in general attractive, but I'm gonna tell you these Japanese and Chinese, both gymnasts and divers, very attractive.
Okay,
all of them.
I mean, they are Olympic athletes.
Well, they're also Olympic athletes. That's true.
Okay, I mean, there's a reason they run out of condoms in the Olympic Village.
They are some hot mofos.
I sent you a TikTok of the British diver Tom Daly.
Yep.
He was showing off the sweater that he had knitted.
He's a pretty good knitter.
That is the ugliest.
I mean, he has a company.
That is the ugliest fucking sweater I've ever seen.
It is ugly, but he's a good knitter.
But he is gorgeous, so it's just like he's basically just putting this ugly fucking sweater on himself, and it's like you feel sad when
looks good on him, though.
Right. Well, he's standing there shirtless, and then he puts that ugly sweater on. You're like, no, go back. Go back to the shirtless part. Anyway, then I said, all right, that's a little too synthy. I want some more guitars in it. And so it went here.
That's better. I mean, it sounds like a real instrument, at least. I don't like synthesizer. Like, I'm not a big synthesizer person.
Okay. Good to know. I always thought you liked electronic dance kind of music, which is...
Well, I do. I do. So I guess I am okay with it, but not the synthesizer that you just... Not that other song.
Oh, that was very 80s, yeah. It's like, so this is a contender? This is a contender, you think?
No, none of these have been contenders. Well, I don't see. I don't think we have a need to change our song.
Actually, we kind of do because part of the reason
I'm not a fan of change.
I know that, but part of the reason that we get strikes. I mean, part of the reason that we have less viewers on YouTube is because we have copyright
infringe on every single one of our live shows because of that theme song. So it's like if we swapped out that theme song with something that wasn't like we, I think you have, do you still have your Epidemic Jesus. Sound account?
You can see, you can count the ball hairs on those. I don't even know what sport that is, but you can.
Do you still can, have?
I do. I wanted to get rid of it because it's like $16 a month. And if you honestly.
Wait, then why are you, you're not keeping it for us, are you?
No, I didn't even know that our theme song came. I forgot that our theme song came from there, but I don't think you have to keep paying for it. As long as I had a subscription when I downloaded it.
Yeah.
I paid for that. So I think even if I cancel my subscription, but, and so I need to get rid of it. I just need to go through and purge some of my monthly things. Like I went to my Just for Fans the other day. I was like, I don't watch him anymore. I was like unsubscribing. So I'm probably going to unsubscribe, but I think if we can still use the song. The song that I use for Geeky Gay is also, I believe, from Epidemic Sound, but I'm not going to stop using that.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you look, all of our lives have a copyright notice.
But is it for our theme song or is it for like the Contact song, which is definitely from a television show?
Yeah, but it's from a PBS show, which PBS doesn't send out their prints. But here's the, all right, look, you can't see because, can I share screen? I'll share screen. Yeah, let me do that.
It's your meeting, so I assume you can.
let me share my screen here. It's under more. Share screen. I want to share this.
Oh, BMX.
Right.
Why do they need to? They look like they're not wearing underwear at all.
I'm going to go here to content. I'm going to go to live. Now, you'll see right here where it says copyright.
Yeah.
If you click on see details, it will say it was found right here, and you can play this segment. It has to
look. Anthem of a Quirky Hipster. What? I don't even, 3 minutes in, we have something called Anthem of a Quirky, like we don't even play music 3 minutes in.
If we, if it took us 3 minutes before we started.
If it took us three minutes before we started. Why is it called Anthem of a... Is that what our theme song is
I guess.
Called?
I don't know what the damn... Yeah, see, that is it.
Huh. Well, we should dispute that because we paid for a license for
okay,
that.
Okay, but then what you... All right, this is the way Epidemic Sound works. Yes, if you were to go in right now and put our YouTube channel's ID on your Epidemic Sound account saying like, this is my YouTube, these licenses that I'm paying are for this YouTube account. If you put in this YouTube channel's ID,
I thought I did that originally.
It would take the copyright strike off. Or it's not a strike. It's just a copyright thing. But that would cover all of the videos that are there now. Once you drop your Epidemic Sound, any new uses of that song are not covered under the... So the Epidemic Sound license is only good for the time that you...
Think I read that once you have a song, you have rights to it forever. I thought that's...
You can check. But that the problem is that you are this channel's YouTube... Because I don't think this is our same channel that we did. I think we did the Pride 48 channel because we were streaming over there. So this is our own YouTube. We just... never move this channel ID to Epidemic Sound.
Well, if you can do an AI one that we definitely will not get a copyright strike for, that's
well, let's,
good.
What do you consider a good theme song? Like what attributes would you give a theme song? Upbeat?
That's upbeat? Hard. Well, it needs to be upbeat, but it also needs to have a good, and I don't know how to describe this, but good night, Auntie Scott. I don't know how to describe this, but it needs to have like a punch, and then it needs to have like a, where it comes back so you can start talking. There's got to be like a hook or a, what do they call it? The post, mm-hmm. I hit the post or whatever. Like, really, a theme song needs to have a moment that, you know, like in mine, baby, I'm not baby, I'm not, da, 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 da. And then it gets quieter, so then you can start talking. So they've got to have, you know, in my mind. But I don't know how to describe that. Also, it needs to be like guitars. It could be brass, but I find that brass is kind of like not really the feel that we're going for. We're going more for a rock feel, I think, in our theme songs. Like a, you know.
Let's see. Let's see what it gives us.
I don't know why these BMX bikers, I'm not complaining.
You don't know but, why, what?
But I can, like, it looks like they're not wearing underwear.
They probably
like, they're
are.
Just wearing these. And you can literally see the, like, veins in their dicks. I mean, not literally, not really, but.
It has titled this new song Power Lines, Adam. Here you go, Power Lines.
I can already tell you no. It's got to start off really like no. The Tom Likas Show. This is the show that's not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a felon. No! I'm your host. Call us 1-800-866-TOM or something like that.
I kind of like it.
It's headlights out Friday. Ladies, get those headlights out and,
I kind of like it. It kind of grows on me. Yeah, I like that. I like it. You don't like it?
I mean, it's better than the other ones. That's the best one so far. But
let's see. Upbeat, punchy theme song for a podcast about technology.
But happy.
Upbeat, happy theme song for a podcast about technology and gay.
It'll be.
What? It'll be what?
I don't know. It'll use. We said happy, gay, and upbeat. It's probably going to be like some.
It's going to start with like. It'll be like a dirge. It's called Tech Loves Pride. I mean, if you like any part of it, we can use any part of it.
It took too long for it to get to the...
So we can trim it. We can pick it up right at the... I mean, Rush Limbaugh's theme song was a part of a Tom Petty song. He went to the... Anyway.
For those of you on level 13 who are listening, yes. Lamont Cranston says, your call is important to us.
Yeah, it is very.
We appreciate your patience as you hold. Our next available operator will be with you momentarily. Your call is very important to us.
I was kind of sad that Auntie Scott left because I had set aside an article about orgasms, and I wanted to.
Oh, because that is a topic he's interested in. What's the last time you think he had an orgasm?
I don't know. I don't want to know, really.
Big Fatty isn't having sex anymore. I mean, what is going on with the elder, like?
Okay, I don't think Big Fatty is not having sex. I think Big Fatty
has become a nun.
He's just not on Grindr.
And
he has enough.
Yeah, where is he going to find sex?
He has his regular gentleman callers. Does he have a little black book?
Does he have a little black book?
It's weird. It's weird to me. Zach does this. He'll chat with people on Grindr and Scruff, and then he'll get their tech, and then he'll start texting, and so then they're no longer on Grindr and Scruff. So they talk via text.
I don't do that.
It's what the kids do, Adam. It's where they talk with their texts.
I keep those relationships in that app.
We have.
I mean, not that I do that now, but I'm saying when I have done that.
Yeah. I mean, these are people that we get together with and do things with, not necessarily sex.
No, I don't. When I used Grindr, I used it for
I get that you
and
used
that was it.
Yes, I get had a very binary usage.
It was sex.
That's fine. That's
and
fine.
There no that right. It filled that need.
Have you ever hooked up with someone you weren't super into, but then somehow inexplicably felt possessive over them? Like you weren't really into them, but then after you had sex with them, you suddenly felt like, oh, I'm really into them.
I can't think of a time when, possessive kind of threw me off. 'Cause like if I'm just hooking up with someone, I don't feel like I'm going to feel possessive about them.
No. Just like, you had that like, oh yeah, definitely. This is my man. This is, it's like this isn't just a trick. Like this could be more than just a trick, right?
That's my boss basically. Asked me, this is totally unrelated, except it's kind of related. We had a meeting on Monday where our VP came in and we had prepared questions for him and stuff. And he met some of them in person. He went to the California office. I'm in Arkansas, obviously. So I was on Zoom, but a lot of them were in person. And so we prepared all these questions. Anyway, in my one-on-one on Thursday, my boss said, how did you like the meeting with Andrew or whatever? I'm like, oh yeah, it was really good. And then she's like, oh, can you give me some examples of like what you which of his answers you really liked or whatever? I could not remember a thing that he said.
Okay.
And so anyway, that's saying my memory is horrible. So I don't remember what happened on,
or any time that you have sex, but my point
possessive or any time.
My point is that from this article about orgasm, one of the hormones released after sex is vasopressin, which helps you regulate your thirst, but is also involved in the development of attachment. How's that for thirst trapping? They said.
I mean, having sex does kind of help with my thirst.
This is the thing I wanted to talk to Auntie Scott about, because it goes on to say increased vasopressin is correlated with devotion and protection of the person that you slept with, and is believed to be the hormone that motivates us to be monogamous. And I was, because Auntie Scott has such a visceral, dislike of, the thought of having a three-way, or, like he's very devoted to his husband. And
do you think they've ever had a three-way?
I don't know. You could ask him. I mean, he's not in the chat room right now. You would have to wait until we're at his house next week or in September.
They must have. I mean, they've been together for like 100 years. And so there's gotta be at some point, they're like, let's just spice it up a little bit.
This article that I thought was interesting, I'll just toss that away. And
No, we are talking about that article.
How?
It's about sex.
You're asking about them in three-way. I was just saying, like, oh, there is an actual hormone that is released, and if you have, like, a sensitivity to that, they believe that you're more motivated to be monogamous. And I was just, I didn't know if everyone had that feeling. Like, is that a common thing to feel, like, after you have sex with someone, that you're like, you know, oh, like, this could be a regular, you know, this could be a thing. Like, I really like him, and when you might not have liked him that much before.
Well, I don't know why when you might not have liked him much before. I don't know why that's got to factor in.
Because it would signify a change in your position based solely off of this.
But I mean, most people are not going to have sex with someone who they felt that way about to begin with.
What are you talking about?
Well, you have to be attracted to someone.
It's not going to say you're going to find it. There are attractive people all around this world that I don't want to have a relationship with. But hell yeah, I'd sleep with them. They're really, really hot. It's like, yeah, I would have sex with them, but I don't want to. I have no interest in having a relationship with them. They're idiots, or they say stupid things, or have nothing in common with me. It's like, so my point is that I could hook up with someone who I was like, oh, okay, he's good looking. Sure, I'll hook up with him. But
maybe when sex was newer to me.
Okay. But I'm just saying it's one of these hormones. I'm just, my hypothesis is that people who are deeply monogamous might have a sensitivity to this hormone. That's all.
They might. I can't recall, but I'm pretty, like, now I could just have sex with someone and just be like, okay, it's more it was even more transactional. Like, oh, we both need to get off. We're, you know, using each other for 10 minutes and then going on about our business. So there was no, you know, there was no real like, oh, now you're mine. Oh, beat my chest sort of thing. But I don't know. I mean, I guess that's interesting. I suppose anything is possible. Some people like cilantro and some people don't. So
during a climax, the orbitofrontal cortex is shut down. That is the region of the brain responsible for decision making.
Oh.
Whether you moaned louder than you planned or your pelvis moved in a new way, Francis notes that during an orgasm, you may not really know what your body is doing.
So what they're saying is, don't decide which excursion I'm going to do on the cruise at the same time as I'm having an orgasm.
Yes.
Or don't plan those two activities at the same time.
Right.
Because I will not be able to decide.
Correct.
Because my whatever cortex is shut down.
Yeah, but I found this article because I was asking the question of what is it that makes the orgasm feeling? Like, what is, because it's not necessarily a physical feeling. It's more of a brain feeling, right? Like, it's an all over feeling, but it's like, you couldn't point to a point of your body that is like, I feel it here, right? You feel it everywhere. It's kind of like a all encompassing kind of feeling there. Long story short, it's very difficult to search for that without running into all of these other more general articles, because as a culture, we really don't like to talk about sex. But I did find out that it was dopamine. It's just dopamine. Yeah, it's dopamine does that to your brain. So that would be cool if you could just, like, take some dopamine.
Maybe you can.
Just, like, why aren't we developing that?
Dopamine dealers out there.
Can't we just develop a little device that you attach here and just, like, triggers the pleasure center of your brain and release dopamine? And
I don't know. Probably. I'm not sure. Why were you just like, you're like, you know, I don't want to really have to have sex to have this feeling.
No. I was just
so
curious.
What can I, you know?
No, I was just like, curious is what is it? What is it that causes the feeling? What, I mean, you know, there's a whole build up to it, and there's a whole bunch of mechanical things that have to happen, you know, for you to ejaculate and things. And it's like, there's all another whole physical side of it all, but there is very definitely a mental orgasm. Like that is the thing that you just washed over with, you know, pleasure. That's a mental thing. Right.
Yeah, I guess, but I feel like it's physical and mental. Like, I feel like there is,
didn't I just
there
say
is
that?
Definitely a feeling.
Right. Didn't I just say it's both?
Yeah, I suppose.
Excuse me. No, but that's weird that those feelings are just caused by just a hormone.
Oh, so I was gonna tell you this. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, before I do that, was there anything else about this article that you wanted to discuss?
There was another question that I got answered while I was researching all of this is that I was like, well, are women's orgasms the same as male orgasms? And for the most part...
Are you thinking about branching out?
No. It was just one of those, like, because women can have multiple orgasms and stuff. And it's just like, wait, so they get like, that would be awesome, right? But anyway, the point is that maybe I was thinking, oh, maybe it's not as, maybe it doesn't feel the same to them. Maybe they don't get that same, whatever. But no, all of the physiological tests that they have done show that, yeah, male orgasms and female orgasms are pretty much the same, other than only about 10% of women ejaculate.
Except they can have multiples.
Yeah,
in
I know.
Quick succession, yeah. Whereas most men cannot.
Correct. But we have a
refractory period.
Damn that refractory period.
I've had guys say like, oh, can you come two or three times or whatever with me if you can hang out or whatever? I'm like, no. Once I've done it once, I'm good for a day at least.
Oh,
like I don't need 5 minutes. Like
I mean,
no.
I've hooked up with someone who could go like twice really fast, but I mean, that was when I was 20 and they were 20. I mean, it was, you know,
even when I was younger, like it was just like, I've never been a, like one time is good for me in a sitting, you know?
Yeah. In a sitting.
Maybe, you know, maybe I could do like morning and then evening. Like if I was really horny that particular day.
Right.
But not in the same sitting. Like when I'm done. So anyway, what I was going to say is.
Yes.
What you wanted me to do, even though I am going tomorrow.
Hello, Ian.
Feels not as comfortable to me because Mark is going with me.
You can tell him it's for me.
I know, but so
then you can see how he feels about it.
One thing we could do. We only live about 45 minutes away from the Missouri border. There is a town right on the other side.
Yeah.
So when you're here, you and I could drive up there to get that for you.
Okay. That's fine.
When you're here.
That's fine.
Because Joplin is only like 45 minutes away.
But wouldn't Mark be like, why are you both driving there without me?
Well, he can go with us. But if you're...
So you're...
I just don't want to do it with just myself. If you're there, I'll be okay with it.
I see. Okay. That is fine.
I would have done it if it was today, because I was going by myself today. But it wasn't today.
That's fine.
You know, actually, I was already in Missouri. Were
you texting?
I'm saying goodnight to my boyfriend because he just texted me.
What's available in Missouri, Kathy Marshall? It's the closest state to Arkansas that has recreational weed.
We do have all these signs near the border
that say don't do it.
That say it is illegal to bring marijuana from Missouri to Arkansas. You can go to jail. Don't do it.
No. Yep. So if they pull you over.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of them pulling someone over?
No, but I mean, I don't run in those circles, so.
No, I'm just saying you drive along that strip of road. Do you often see cops having people pulled over?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I feel like that wouldn't be a very big fine, especially, you know, since it's now a Schedule 3 drug, which means it can now doesn't carry as much of a penalty.
And Arkansas, I mean, they're, I don't know. Kathy Marshall's asking if it's legal in Florida.
It is legal for medical patients in Florida. So if you have a medical marijuana card, then it's legal in Florida. But recreational is not. It is supposed to be on the ballot this year, so it is a constitutional amendment ballot question to legalize recreational marijuana, and so far it has pretty good support. Like it's expected to pass.
We had it on ours, but it did not pass.
Yeah, I don't even know what a good excuse for it would be. Like I understand early on the excuse is it's going to cause people to drive while they're high and they're going to get into car accidents and kill people and blah, 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 because it's a highly addictive, horrible drug. And really, the big problem is that there's no way to test to see if somebody is currently high. Like, I will show...
Just hold a bag of Funyuns in front of them.
I would have THC in my system, you know, tomorrow when I'm not high. You know, I'm saying I'll still have THC in my system. It's kind of one of those. There's no breathalyzer equivalent to marijuana. And that's what law enforcement really has their panties in a wad about, is that they can't. It'll stay in your system for a long time. So if I test positive for THC, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm high. And so there's no, if I blew a 0.8 breathalyzer, whatever, I definitely am drunk.
How many, I'm just curious. I'm not saying that like it's not likely, but how many accidents have been caused by someone being high as opposed to being drunk? I feel like being drunk is more likely probably to cause an accident. Because I don't think the kind of high you get from marijuana makes you unable to do things. Not that I'm an expert, but
depends.
I mean, whereas drunk, you get dizzy and you can't see straight and you can't, you know, whatever.
You don't realize how often you kind of zone out when you're high. Like you'd be like, oh, that's right, I was just saying something. Or, oh, I feel like nobody said anything for a long time. You have just weird perceptions of time sometimes when you're high. It's like, I mean, it's not good to drive under the influence, period, right? It's like in a perfect world, the cars would drive themselves by computers that can scan the road a million times a second as opposed
to... Elon Musk is working on that, Daniel. That will be solved.
Yeah. It's like, I trust computers more than I trust people. But I get that that's not the norm, right? Like Zach gets very, he does not like my truck's self-driving features. Like the, it's like
necessarily about not trusting technology, because who programs technology? Humans.
Yeah. But we're talking about adaptive cruise control. We're talking about like setting the truck at 70, and then if the car freaks me out.
I don't like it if I'm like it's gonna slow down for me. Yeah. I do that myself. Like I have not gotten comfortable enough to let a car decide if it's gonna slow down.
Oh, I do. It's great in stop and go traffic because it stops. And then when they start going, it goes. And it's like, so I don't really have to, it's like, I don't have to have my foot anywhere near the pedal. So it's like stop and go is awesome.
I'm with Zach on that. I mean, I should trust it, but it's hard. Like my foot just wants to be there and do the braking. It's.
I mean, Zach is going to find out, you know, how hard it is to hit the brakes on a bus.
He is. He'll be like, you drive that little Ford, you know, that tiny little Ford
Chevy
F-250 or whatever you've got. Me, Chevy. Yes. Yeah, yours.
Mine is a Ford, yes. Yeah,
I drive. Yeah, he'll be like, that thing, that's so small. We're always talking about how big your truck is, but after he's driven like a big bus, that'll be nothing to him.
Yeah, and they don't back him up ever. Like every place that those buses go have places to turn around. It's like they don't ever put it in reverse. It's like it takes like two or three cast members to back up a bus because there's no effective rear view on it. Like, so you have to have someone back behind the bus, you know, signaling and, you know, according to Disney. But he's not going to be driving the buses.
He should have applied to be a lake cop.
He's not going to be. Yeah, exactly. On a boat.
One of those guys that follow me around.
Now, we went out on the lake.
Oh, with your new best friends, Darwin and Rodan.
With Darwin and Rodan. And yeah. We went out on the same place. We rented it from the same place, had much nicer people. Uh-huh. Much nicer people.
Oh, good. They didn't like yell at you and tell you to come back in, that they were closing.
No, because we had eaten at Contemporary. So we just walked out there, rented the boat. We had a lovely little trip around Bay Lake. We were chatting and listening to music, and then we headed over to the Seven Seas Lagoon. We were going over near the Polynesian, and we were going to make that turn. And they basically came over to us and said, "Hey, there's lightning off property, and so we're going to close the lake. So it's like you need to head back to the marina." And we're like, "Okay, cool." And so we, you know, headed back to the marina, and so it was about, I don't know, maybe an hour. I think we were out for about an hour. We had fun.
So if they close the lake, do you get some kind of discount for, or I guess you only pay by length of time, right?
Yeah. You pay via length of time. It's $35 a half hour. So our total was like $66. So it's anyway, yeah. So we had a lovely day on the lake.
So the only lake cop that you had was the one who was telling you, "Hey, there's lightning in the area."
Yep.
Was he cute?
Not overly so, but it was fun because the little dock queen said, "Oh, keep your eye out for otters because that's what everyone's trying to spot today. And when you find them, let me know so I can be the first to spot them." He's like, I heard the last time that they were over in Seven Seas Lagoon near the kingdom. And so,
otters as in otters, like the animal, or otters as in like
the animals.
Gay men,
the animals. Cause I mean, not he, quite twinks, and that was, and that was the joke. So when we got back in, Darwin said, just like, we didn't see any otters other than you. He definitely knew what an otter was. He was definitely family, so it was he took the joke fine. So
good.
But yeah, we had fun zipping around the you know, as fast as you can go in that slow ass thing. But yeah, we were zipping around Bay Lake.
I feel like an hour is probably enough.
Yeah.
Because
it was.
Those lakes aren't very big. No. And there's nothing like you can't. I don't think you can like pull over anywhere and get out and like have a picnic on the shore.
Yeah, that would be like awesome. That.
So
yeah.
So like you're just on this boat and there's nowhere to go. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
But I just feel like after an hour.
Yeah. Well, I know.
You've circled around a couple of times.
Exactly. But yeah, that's what we did. So, all right. Do you have anything else? Oh, Zach's not going to be driving the bus for... he got his schedule. And it goes out through like September. Because his traditions is, you know, tomorrow. Or today now.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so from the first week, he's just doing orientation stuff. So he's going to Welcome to Transportation, which is at Disney University. So that's just like a speech kind of a thing. And then on Wednesday, he's doing audience control training. And then Friday and Saturday, he's actually doing audience control at the Kingdom. And then the next week.
Wow. So like the day after he does the training, they just throw him to the sharks.
Yeah. And then he does it for the next 3 weeks. He's doing audience control at the Kingdom. 4 weeks. Pretty much all of August, he's just doing audience control at the Magic Kingdom. And then,
does he still have his full-time job?
Yes. So the good news here is that the times that he's doing audience control are 4:30 till 11 p.m. So it's he just starts work early. He can leave. You know, that's not a... no one cares about that. No one cares if he leaves at 4:30.
Well, he had made some post about how your company was not being...
Yes, they were not.
...very accommodating or something. They were not.
And then there's a couple of days where... So the good news, though, on the Disney trip... Let me find the other one here. ...is that he had the race weekend off, the 7th. So he's... It's in August... Excuse me, in September, he goes... off of it and does the CDL stuff and decision driving classes. And then the next week they have him out on the road in a bus with a trainer. And then hopefully they have the DOT people. He passes his DOT thing by September 23rd, because then he can take a bus out by himself. And then there'll probably be a month of him driving the bus with no passengers, like driving the routes, but not picking up passengers. Just to familiarize himself with the routes and how the buses.
For a month?
Yeah.
So it was just 4 or 5 hours just driving and getting paid for it.
Yep. I mean, he's a part-time employee, so when I say a month, I mean, it'll be a few days a week, like 2 days a week for a month. Like, it's not
no, I get
not
it.
5 days a week. But I don't know. We'll see. We only have the schedule. But anyway, so the race day, the Saturday, he has that off. And then, so he's going to be able to fly, and he's done with his driving thing like 4 o'clock on Thursday. So he could fly out late Thursday night or just fly up Friday. Either way, we're in a hotel on Friday. That's our Disney and hotel day. And then the race day is Saturday, the 7th. And then he's probably going to fly out Saturday night because he has Sunday off. But he'll probably fly out Sunday. But before, because we're not going to go to Auntie Scott's till Sunday night. So yeah, he'll probably fly out Sunday during the day. That makes the most sense. He has a Monday morning 8 a.m. thing. So he's not going to get to go to the Oogie Boogie Bash, which we have tickets for. Those tickets are transferable, so I don't know who you want to invite to go to the Oogie Boogie Bash.
I don't know anybody. I mean, Joe.
I would say our L.A. people that we know are... Joe.
That's all I know.
Nico.
Oh.
Sure. I want to say Jay Ellis.
Nah, he's not a friend.
Oh, okay.
He's an acquaintance. Like, okay. I mean, wow. Like,
So I don't know. I mean, we can offer it to Batanth. I've told him that it was a possibility, but he said, oh, I'll wait and see what my nephew does or my son does or something. I don't know. So anyway, we have an extra ticket. Maybe Tom from Tom and Terry can fly out. And maybe Drew, Uncle Drew can go because you know that Auntie Scott wouldn't leave home.
Yeah, maybe. Does Drew leave home? I don't know.
Well, he used to. He used to go to work.
Well, that's true. But now does he leave home?
No,
he works. Does he still work or is he fully retired?
No, he works. Drew works.
He works. Yeah. But he works from home. Yes. Okay.
Okay. I think we're done.
All right. Well, they're setting up for the grape festival, so it's in full
excited.
Swing.
Very excited. I am ready for some spaghetti.
Don't get your hope. It is literally one field.
I am ready for some spaghetti.
It's not Disney. It is so far. Okay, have you ever seen those carnivals that they set up in grocery store parking lots?
Yes.
It's kind of like that. Maybe a little bit larger than that. I mean, they do have there's a field and then there's like a stage. Yeah. It's a very small area. Okay. So it's not, you know.
All right. I'm excited.
Apparently there is grape stomping one day of the festival, but it's before we've never gone to that, but apparently there is a grape stomping thing.
Yeah.
That they do, but it's more towards the beginning of the festival.
We're going to be there near the end.
We're going to be there near the end. Saturday night, I think, is the last night.
Well, we're doing Friday night, right?
No, Saturday.
Oh, night. We're doing Saturday night.
Yeah, because by the time your plane arrives and everything, they'll be out of fried chicken. Yeah,
there's no fried chicken left then.
Right.
So we'll go eat at Whataburger or something.
Yeah, something like that. Well, actually, I've been thinking. Not that we can't go to Whataburger, but I've been thinking there's like a barbecue/bar and grill kind of place that's kind of mom and pop been to a couple of times that I like.
I like
and barbecue. They have barbecue, but they also have burgers.
Yeah. I like barbecue.
They have fries and onion rings.
You had me at barbecue. Don't stop selling.
They have live music.
Well, I don't want to sit near the stage, but.
Well, the musician are outside and we can sit inside. So.
That's like the worst. You're trying to talk to people and it's like, right.
The service was a little bit slow last time we went, but I think the food's pretty good. It's not bad for like a mom and pop place.
We'll go there.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, sir. Well, we have to say goodnight to the chat room. Good night.
Good night, chat room.
Lamont Kent Cranston, who's probably asleep. Good night, Kathy Marshall. Zach is
definitely who's still on the stream.
Zach is definitely asleep. Good night, everyone.